welcome everyone to another broadcast of It's Just Us Radio on the Artists First Radio Network. All past broadcasts are podcasts. You can pick them up at artistfirst.com. And now, sitting in for Charlene this week, it's our guest host, Aubrey Padmore.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to It's Just Us Radio Show with your host, Aubrey, standing in for Charlene. Greetings to everyone in Atlanta. What a wonderful day this has been for me, and I hope it was for you, too. We are here to have some fun and have some conversations and discuss a few things. Now, from many of you don't know me, but I have been hanging with Charlene and the team for quite some time in the background. And it's a pleasure to be sitting in for Charlene to do this show. And I just want to thank Artists First Network and the team for supporting Charlene all this time. And I'm also excited about the idea of being here and really supporting this opportunity. This is Aubrey. I'm with Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. I'm part of the Caribbean diaspora and Carib Voice out of New York City. I live here in Atlanta, and I'm having a very good time living here. Atlanta is a wonderful place. I spend a lot of time in New York City, and I really love Atlanta. Let's get busy this evening. I want to just shout out to the folks in Cobb County as a memorabilia for what happened when we had the International Festival, Cobb International Festival, here last month, the end of August. Thanks everyone for showing up and supporting the show. One of the young ladies that came up and were a part of the performance, we're going to play her song during this show in a little bit, but I just want to talk about it because it's a very pivotal part of who we are as people. Young people are very important to us as they grow up and become the future generation. And this young lady, Shante Aline Clark, has done a tremendous job of writing music. She's very artistic, very self-confident, and music is her life, her career calling. I brought her up to support the whole idea of Barbados and the Barbadians internationally and the Caribbean in general. Many of you will learn more about Barbados as time goes on. I suggest that you spend some time checking it out. It's a very important island in the Caribbean region along with all the others. I don't want to get all my Caribbean massive here in Georgia or around the world mad at me, so I'm just letting you know that you're also included in that. So the song that she wrote that we're going to play tonight and have a conversation around as part of this show is to stop the violence. There have been so many things happening around the world with young people and violence, death and destruction. And I want for folks to know that this young lady has moved me in such a way that I feel that I can get involved in the calling and the conversation even more deeper than I have been. And I'm a very important person as far as that goes in my life, for my kids, my own children. So for me, this is something that I want to talk about, and this song will send a message to you. We'll play that song momentarily. Stay tuned.
Everybody, I say that it hurting. Violence, it crippling. The society, man, it crippling. Violence, brute force set a beam to kill or drive you insane. Roughness is a mess, heartless and inhumane, destructive and barbaric. But tonight I say we can stop it. Violence, violence. Stop the violence. not good for we country, in our economy, in our family. So stop the violence. Oh, light our day. Hi, ay, 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 ay. Kidnapping, shooting and bullying, rape cases, violence, sexual harassment, corporal punishment, torture, violence. It's not just in the school, family violence up there too. Kicking, choking, arm twisting, or any other rough treatment. Psychological violence is a thing, pressuring and threatening. Violence, violence. Stop the violence. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Hurting the innocent. Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for we country, in our economy, family. So stop the violence. Stop the violence. Hurting the innocent. Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for we country, in our economy, in our family. Stop the violence.
I had to pause for a moment. It's a command that stands. Stop the violence. We as human capital are a very valuable commodity around the world. Regardless of your race, creed, color, nationality, or spiritual origin, we want to unite, love and unite. With all of our differences, and the young people are the ones that are following our train of thought, our behavior. And I feel that it is important for us because it's just us. It's just us. Human capital value. We have the best of everything inside of us as the original way of life and will and grace, color, artistic behavior. It is us that creation was created for, and the young people when they're coming up, they need that support from us. If we have an environment that is not precious for them to live in, then we have a huge problem. And I know we all have differences because culture is a very strong part of why we do and say what we do. And I talked a little bit about this morning on my radio show, because I know that right now, from New York to Atlanta and beyond, in Barbados, in the Caribbean region, a lot of young people are involved in violence. Africa, a lot of violence is going on around the world, and we need to find a common ground so we can all breathe and have a good time with life, because life is a precious gift. And we are all seasonal beings. We don't stay here forever. I'm really glad that I've had the opportunity to come up here and participate in the American way of life. And I've met a lot of young people. I get calls from home back in Barbados and in the region. How can I help? And in Africa, the same thing. And that is why one of the reasons this song resonates with me is because it came from the heart, mind, and spirit of a young lady. And I know there are other artists out there, and there are many, many others that I've known over the last 20, 30 years that write songs, make music. Barbados, as a nation, for example, is a very powerful musicology country. One of the things that we cherish more than anything else is music. And I want to see that we can come together again and relax our minds, clear our heads, so we can participate in this life of love, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that is a global command that stands, a global opportunity for us to see each other through each other's eyes. Let's pause and have conversations. Let's engage. I'm inviting everyone on this show, listening to this show. Come into Barbados. Come into the region, any Caribbean island. Look around and see the beauty. See the opportunity to relax and begin to think again about who we are as a people. Take a vacation that matters to you. It's a beautiful opportunity to do that. I'm dedicating myself to continue the empowerment of people, because you matter. I do what I do, and I've done what I've done. When I came here, I went to college, and I took part in an educational system as a change agent, a college that want to bring and have brought change to the entire United States and beyond. I'm not going to call the name of the college yet because I'm not doing a promotion. I'm just telling you what my experience has been. And I came here at 18, not because I wanted to leave a beautiful island. When people ask me why I came here, I knew it was just me, but behind me, I always tell people, I look at who is behind me. And that is why this brand, It's Just Us, is such a powerful brand for the rest of the world to understand. Because if you pause and think about culture, I might be from Barbados, you might have been born in America, but when we segment our conversation and say that I'm a product of America or I'm a product of Barbados, we are talking about our culture, the things that we've learned that make us do what we do. And when we come together, there's a bit of confusion because some of the activity that we participate in as individuals does not resonate with the other person or people. And then we become violent at some stages. And then we need to stop that. We need to pause and take a second look, because we all are same flesh and blood and spirit and seasonal. Every day someone dies. Can we pause long enough so that the person who is dying can die of natural causes and have had a good life? Or are we going to be that angry in our heads that we fight each other? Yes, I was born in a paradise they call Barbados. But I will take a moment and share a couple of things about me that will probably resonate with many of you. When I was born, I realized as I came along and I watched my parents and checked out their history, I knew they didn't have a plan for me. It was just an emotional moment that brought me here. And so I had to decide, what am I going to do? Because I felt alone. And now I've lost father and mother over the years. But neither one had the opportunity to spend time with me, so I had to make my own way. As a youth, that's why I can relate to how a lot of young people out here, whether you live in a high rise or you were brought up in the ghetto, I have experienced a lot of different things. And I want to take this opportunity to shout out to a youth organization that I was a part of in Barbados and came here and became a part of that in New York City as a program specialist for the Boy Scouts of America. Trusted, loyal, helpful, brotherly, courteous, kind, obedient, smiley, thrifty, clean in thought, word, and deed. These are the historical words that I use from Barbados to America over the last 40 years, and they have served me well as a young man coming up. Get involved in your community as a strategy to discover who lives in your community, who lives in your town, city, or country. Spend some time with the earth, plant some lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, do something like that. Feel your hand in the dirt of creation that carries you, that birthed you. This is what we need to be about. Not becoming what we call people who behave inappropriately all the time. Yes, people are going to be offended by you. You're going to be offended by them. But to stop the violence, if we know the culture of the individual, we're not going to be that deep into this discussion on negative progression. We need positive progression. I have some experiences in my life that gets me excited every single day in the midst of chaos. This is the key thing. America is a country that was birthed out of chaos, and I don't mean any disrespect to anyone by saying this. Because our forefathers are part of the history of this nation. One of the reasons when I stood up and said I'm going to America, it wasn't for the money. I was a young man making my own way, planting lettuce and tomatoes. My aunt supported me. I made a few dollars. No one knew because I was not a person to tell everyone what I was doing. I took my high school education and turned it into an entrepreneur spirit before I even knew what an entrepreneur was. Part of the reason I committed in the background to support It's Just Us and Charlene Bowden, so that It's Just Us could be birthed. And I met her co-host and partner, Hilda Willis, two wonderful women, two beautiful thought coaches. They are very caring, most importantly, authentic. And I was asked to host this show this evening because I'm a part of that team. And together, each accomplish more. Truly, I mean, and I say unto you, that is the way for us to move forward. With steam effort of team, steam. If we think, act, and engage strategically. And we think strategically. We have the opportunity to monetize our life in an authentic way. I never planned on being a speaker. Like I said, I was born in the island of Barbados. But the unique nature of my birth is that I was born a mute. Couldn't speak for many years. And when I began speaking, I stuttered. Someone told me when I shared my story, they listened for a while and they said, Arby, you had a real pathetic life. How did you overcome all of that to become who you are now as a human capital value person? And I told them I had to commit to understanding my self-worth in the universe. Not just as a Barbadian, I had to understand and grow into my self-worth as a value proposition to the rest of the world. And once I realized that that was the power within me and that I took ownership of my space, effort, energy, and time, and yes, it was a sacrifice. It was difficult. I didn't have love surrounding me, so I had to learn how to love others. And learning how to love others and participate in the process of being a change agent is why I became an international speaker, author, coach, trainer. I volunteered into my own life, and that is what I'm calling on young people to begin to do. If you stop the violence, you have time to think, act, and own, take ownership of the knowledge in school. And I know many of you are behaving poorly in school because it's boring. Let's not get it twisted. Many of the moments in school are foreign. How do I know? I had young children that went to school that would come home and say, "Dad, I don't want to go to school. Everybody's upset with everybody. Nobody likes each other. There's a lot of bullying going on. I'm not learning anything because the teachers are all so upset." So what do we have to do? Drop, roll, pause again, take a second look. What is the problem? You have a lot of young people who spend more time in a school system. So what do we have to do? Take a second look at education. How are we fostering the understanding between teacher and student? It's give and take action. And I speak on that from having the opportunity to be an educator myself as an adjunct professor in New York City. I worked in the court system. It was a wonderful experience. I made it a wonderful experience. It was one of the pivot points of my life. I'm sharing all of this to bring you into an understanding of who I am and why I do what I do, because it's a duplicity factor. I'm not the only person who do things like this. When we hear about the Herbert Harrises of the world, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success, that's a giant of a man. He's like a brother. He is a brother. We talk about people that we know and we cherish them because that is part of education. Hold on to people who have been to high school, became principals, professors, scientists. Adopt them. Ask them to carry you so that you understand education. Engage with seniors who are sitting there with a huge set of information of history, and no one is asking them anything. If we begin to engage each other, we will have the opportunity to be pioneers of the future. That is what I did. I engaged elderly people around me. I was fortunate enough to be on an island with a lot of centenarians in my village. All of what I'm sharing with you, a lot of it is new to a lot of people. But I'm taking this opportunity to let you know that on this planet, it's just us, humans and animals. And some of us behave inappropriately, and then we call each other animals. We have hate, greed, envy, anxiety, and professional stupidity happening in our lives. And we are wondering, how do I get rid of this person in my life? You have to check the pulse of your life. Check the pulse of the person next to you. What is their contribution to your space 24/7 or 8 hours a day? However long you are in their space, you want to know who is with you. And I know it hurts when your family does not support you. Like I said, I was a mute. When I spoke, I couldn't speak. I stuttered, and I was laughed at in the village. I didn't let it bother me to the extent where I got that angry. Yes, I was an angry kid. One of many brothers, the last child of the family. And I will tell you another story if I ever come back onto Artist First Radio Network and share with you as part of the It's Just Us Radio family. But I'm asking you to consider some of the things, my experience and your experience is a culture of understanding. And when we understand each other, we have the opportunity to engage each other further. I think it's really funny when I came onto the network today and I saw Jerry Berghoff from MASH. Because MASH was a show that calmed me for years. I've watched it more times than I know. And it represents the Korean conflict. If you take the time to study individuals, Asians, Caribbeans, global people, Europeans, when we pause to talk to each other, things become clear. The pixelization becomes clearer. Dot per inch becomes more magnified, and the picture is shown much more clearly. I enjoyed that show because it was a war-torn show, but it was a family environment in a displaced nation where Americans showed solidarity to America, but also showed solidarity to each other. And they engaged another group of people who respected. And it wasn't an easy task. For those who have served would know better than I do, because I've never served. As a matter of fact, I tried to serve, but then I turned out I was too old to register for the military. I was going in and I wanted to be a Marine or a pilot. And I went to register and they said, son, you're too old. I said, but I look good. So when I think of that show and I think of what we are doing and what we are talking about, every group is a Just Us group. So we segment ourselves into community and we grow and develop as individuals and as groups. And the more we do that, the stronger we become. But if we have mutual respect for each other, And remember, when I'm in talking about MASH, they were in a conflict that was a violent scenario, and they wanted the violence to stop. We're going fishing. That's one of the things I like to do. I haven't done it in years. But this conversation is a fishing expedition. To let you know that when you throw a lot of information into the pool, something will come out, and someone, somewhere, somehow, they'll say, you know what, I didn't think of it that way. I get that a lot when I speak locally and internationally. But young people are a passion for me. Looking out for their hopes and dreams and goals. And when I speak to them, they ask me, does your children listen to you like we're listening to you, sir? And I said, absolutely not. Not necessarily. Some of them will and some won't, but they're still my children. We have a lot of violence happening in families because sometimes we don't like each other. Why? Because we don't really know each other. If you look at the descriptive form of the word family, it is a derivative of understanding how to be familiar with each other. And if we're not bought into each other's dreams and goals, we're not going to be family. We'll be blood relatives. But if we don't care about each other authentically, the violence will never end. We have to take a second look at the words that we use to each other and how we refer to each other, because that is part of what will help us to understand the chain reaction when things happen. Like I said in the beginning of this conversation, and that's why I said we're having a conversation, the most important conversation you can have is with yourself, and then speak to others. As a matter of fact, that is one of the five fundamentals of empowerment. Every person in the world who has a purpose in their life can magnify. So I'm going to cover the five fundamentals, and we're going to be talking a little bit more of that, about that, on an event that we have coming up at the end of the month on elevate-entrepreneurs.com. And I've assembled a team of speakers that I've spent many, many years with here, working with in and out of school, college, workshops, seminars, trade shows, those types of things. And I said, let's get together and explain to people the five fundamental things that you used post-COVID to change your life and empower your life. And many of them are youth speakers. They are people who speak to companies. One in particular is very excited about education and young people. We spend hours talking about young people, youth. Dr. Bernita Adams Robinson, DrBreeSpeaks.com, is launching her book. And I guess Artist First Radio Network has an interview segment for authors. Perhaps she'll come on here and the other guys will come on here, because they're all included conversationally and activity-wise inside the It's Just Us network. Because the most important thing that I do is I connect the dots. Like I said earlier, the pixelizations become clearer. And if you can connect the dots, especially when your life is in a chaotic place, I did not have it easy, still don't have it easy. I trust people, I pour into people daily, weekly, monthly, and some of them still try to betray me. And they attempt to do it, and some of them were temporarily successful. But at the end of the day, they still did not win the race. They didn't get to the final finish. I want to take this opportunity to shout out the folks in Tanzania, Gabon, Nigeria speakers group, and all of the other ambassadors of humanity who are doing wonderful things to re-engage and rekindle their dream and promote their passion. Because this whole COVID adventure, or this COVID scenario that passed us and many of us didn't make it, I lost a lot of friends. And this is a very sad month for me. It always has been since 9/11. I lost a lot of friends in New York City. And that was a violent act that I didn't even know or understand to this day why it happened. But the power of unity and a command to save each other and to work harmoniously is what got New York back to where it was supposed to be. And as I stood and watched those buildings fall, I can never, ever forget that moment. And this is September. 2 months in a row in my own personal life. It's okay to be a speaker, but if you haven't experienced chaos, then you don't know what that experience looked like, and I have from birth until now. And this is how I discovered my meaning and purpose in life. I receive calls from all over the globe every single day because I volunteered into my own life and then I extended a staff to other people. It was a very serious moment for me, and that is why I'm a giver. I can't stop giving. It is unnatural for me to stop caring about people. The power of passion for people is what drives me as a human service practitioner. I remember when I was entering or planning on entering college, I was in the mailroom of the Unified Court System in Brooklyn, courthouse, civil court. And a magazine came in and it said to resident, didn't have a person in particular. So I looked at it and I said, Black Enterprise Magazine. What? My chair's a little cranky. And I found out that Black Enterprise Magazine was published by a Barbadian. You can go do the research, Google it. Earl Graves. God rest his soul. Now his son runs the magazine Butch for the last 30 plus years. And one day I was reading some articles and found out that his son has the same birthday that I do. And that got me excited. I said, man, look at this Bajan thing going on. It's a Bajan thing. That's one of the other songs that I wanted to sing, to have the young lady sing on this show this year. But I'm sure I'll send it over to the guys here and they will at some point play it during the show and you guys will have to come back and listen, you know, and be a part of what it is. But when I read the magazine, it said, one of the articles told me that if you're working in the court system or government and you do not go to college, they're going to find out how I got to college. If you do not go to college and you're working in government, your union will pay some of your dues. So I ended up taking that article, reviewing it several days, and then I found the college that I felt could teach me what I needed to know to be a change agent, because I looked around and I said, some things have to change. And I visited the Metropolitan College of New York, MCNY. And back then, it wasn't considered one of the best colleges. As a matter of fact, my boss laughed at me. He said, that's not a real college. And I just looked at him. I didn't want to tell him what I was thinking. But I did tell him, but I wouldn't say it here right now. But when I went to the college, I realized that it had a profound message. And what it did is it took theory, migrated into practice, and put you out on assignment in a field-focused way for you to go and discover what you see as a problem. If you discovered something that you looked at, you may not necessarily know what it is, but you know that it is a problem and you want to solve it. And not every problem that you see is a problem. It could be a solution. And so I learned how to navigate information, didact what was necessary to utilize for me to understand things. And then I began using it on the job, in the community. And finally, I graduated with a bachelor's and went back and got a master's degree and continued the same work. Because I infused my educational knowledge into the work environment where I was, so that I could see some of the changes that I wanted in the court system. And I utilized the Boy Scouts of America as another model to build out community awareness in the projects of New York on Staten Island. And many people say, well, Arby, why didn't you tell people this? And why didn't you tell people about this a long time ago? because not everyone is qualified to know your business. And the more you say about who you are, the more people want to know more about you, and then you move from private to public individual. And now I'm a public individual. So it's important to understand private life, public life, voluntarism. These are the three fundamental things for you to begin looking at to carve out a future for you and the building of unity. Because without unity, there's no legacy, because we kill each other every single day. And the moment that you kill someone, you don't know the domino effect, but you may sit under a tree and play dominoes every day. But the domino effect of killing someone else is a violent response for your own life. Because you may be killing the person that was put in place to be the vanguard of your future. Hello? Love upon each other. You don't have to be a Christian. I don't like when people say I'm a Christian, this, that, and the other. I want you to show me the behavior in the pool that suggests your branding represents that behavior. I said it in church 40 years ago when I was a teen speech. And my first speech was in church, from mute to speaker. Isn't that something? I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of what I've done. I'm proud of where I come from. I've had some tremendous chaos in my family life, married life, no longer married. But my mental toughness and consideration and love saved me. Because love is unconditional in community. Should be. True. Unconditional love. Someone offends you and you hate them for the rest of your life. Are you kidding me? Why? Makes no sense. It does not help you to achieve your goal in life. And if you don't have a goal, call a friend. I'm going to walk you through a couple of things because we're coming up on the last 10 minutes of our show. I do a workshop that I'm part of, me volunteering in my life and doing discovery of who I am and how I do it. It's called Elevate Entrepreneurs. I didn't even know I was an entrepreneur growing up. I never heard the word before. Now my country is talking about building an entrepreneur nation. And one of their mental toughness products is teaching entrepreneurship to people. And I love the outcome because, you know, in the old school, they said, if you have a passion for something, would you teach it for free? And I said, yes. The money will show up at some point from somewhere, somehow, to take care of me and take care of you. The friendship factor matters in that way. So I teach that workshop. Charlene was taking the course her whole life and doesn't know. And then one day she just shook her head and she said, Aubrey, you are something else. Because sometimes when you tell a student that I'm going to give you a test, the student gets all tight and stuffy and frustrated, like, a test, oh my God, I'm going to fail. But success requires failing. If you don't attempt, you cannot win. No one can win without an attempt. No one. I don't care who you are. You have to show some motion in the ocean. I talk about the beach because I'm from an island. Makes sense, yeah? So you have to be able to do that. It is pivotal. Number one, discovering you. Who are you? I'm not asking you what job you do. I'm asking you, do you know the self within you? Do you know who you are? That's the first question I ask students in my workshop. Started in college, the same thing I ask students. I was teaching marketing, PR, world civilization, entrepreneurship, book publishing. And I entered the college as a speaker to share my experiences on what Metropolitan College of New York gave me as an alumni. And after that conversation with those incoming students, it was the first time in the history of the college, I am told, that every student in the room signed up. And they went to the registrar and asked for Professor Padmore to be their first engagement. I wasn't a professor. On the way out the door, one of the deans chased me and said, do you mind teaching one semester, Mr. Padmore? I said, no, I just left Barbados and I'm looking to go back. The sun looks good and the beach is wonderful. Because like I tell people, I'm a guest in America. I always will be. I wasn't born here. My children are not guests. They're a citizen. I'm a guest. And I take my position here very seriously as much as I can. But I accepted the challenge of teaching one class, and that one class turned into about 7 years of being an educator at MCNY as an adjunct professor. While I was doing Carb Voice Radio, It's Just Us Radio Show, and working with Charlene and her crew to support the causes, because it's a fantastic organization. Volunteered my time, effort, and energy. Because volunteering is love. You have to volunteer to love your fellow man. You don't care where they come from. You just know that they're part of the human capital value of the universe, and you're saying, you know what, I'm going to love you up because of that. And I'm not talking about loving the other thing. The other thing is a gift. I wouldn't say what it is, because everybody's harassing each other and people are going to court and fighting each other over it, because we are all looking for love. We don't know, in many cases, how to engage it. I don't mean any disrespect to any man, but I think that women are the best thing on the planet. I'm a product of a woman. And that's why I do things with a lot of women. Men come along, and yes, I do things with them too, but not as much as women. They're engaging, they're serious, they're focused, and they're very sustainable. Even the government has a budget for them. I don't hear about a budget for men, and there should be one, a balanced agenda. No pun intended. But yes, that opportunity of teaching for 7 years and engaging students, especially many of the students who were in the military that would come to class in uniform, I consider that an honor. And I still do. Because there was a strong respect across the armed forces for me in the classroom and out of the classroom. And the joy of teaching, where students left the classroom with their plan of action in place and went out and engaged community and business models and community, is why I enjoyed my time there. Like I'm enjoying my time here right now. Sitting in for Charlene because it was a death in the family, and she called me. And if you're a team member and your team member calls you, you show up and show out. Because love does not understand when you do not support it. And you need to support each other. This is what we do. And like I said, the first fundamental thing is for you to ask yourself the question. Do you know who you are? as part of this planet, I am living melanin life. I'm a black man. It's kind of crazy, has always been, because Barbados has been the core of history, developing slave mentality for generations, over 300-400 years. Imagine me on a plantation. Yes, I was. Lived on it, worked on it, cut sugarcane. Very interesting experience growing up. I'm asking every young man in America today, every young woman, every teen, to stop and think about how you can engage you, because you are the future. You are. I don't care what you're going through. I've been through a lot of things, but I decided I will not be moved. I will not be defeated. I'm too valuable in the midst of chaos. Not just valuable. Take ownership of your life in the middle of chaos as a teen. When you are in school, you walk up into that school wherever you are. I'm talking to the HBCUs also here in America, across the country. Take ownership of the information that is presented by the professors. Learn what you need to learn and challenge the mindset of the professors. Do not just take what they're giving you. Go do your research and support it. That's what my students did, because I told them, you want a grade, you come back to class and you challenge me with what you have done. Don't come begging for a grade. That's not how it's done. Do the work and show me that you know that you have ownership in your season of college. And they did it. And I'm excited for them. I'm excited for me. And I'm excited for It's Just Us Radio Show. And I pray blessings on the team at Artist First Radio Network, It's Just Us Radio, and also the citizens across America and the world, Barbados inclusive. We've got some of the best music. And I challenge anybody to say not, because we will come back and say, let's do it. Let's have a music challenge. Because it's what we live for, and they're very important people. And that young lady, as I close, was the one that really brought home the passion in me to see that even more revitalization happens. That is why I've rekindled my dream in promoting my passion for young people. I cannot allow the blame game of the elderly to be the problem. I have to be the participant in the change game. And I'm asking you, call to action. Be a participant in the change game. Love each other. Come together. Because it's just us. Thank you for listening to me. We're about to shut down and shut out of here. Again, thank Artist First Radio Network. The best new music you've never heard. A very good slogan. That's why you got to check out Bajan music. Soca, reggae, calypso, zuk. It's a lot of good stuff coming out of the Caribbean. And you are the best thing on the planet. And the best is yet to come. Thank you for listening to me. Let's have that tune again if we can, and if not, again, thank you for listening to me. Stop the violence. Take care of each other. Love each other, and be kind to each other. Take care. Aubrey out.